Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
See Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they don't love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos, and this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent Sports Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Monday morning, the world of sports is alive, and we are going to get to all the big stories, including why the people defending Victor Wembanyama this morning have absolutely lost their minds. And yes, Spurs head coach Mitch Johnson, number one on that list. Why tonight's game for the Lakers could be LeBron's last in the purple and gold uniform. We will discuss what's next for the King a little later in the show. And I'm going to tell everybody today, Monday, May 11th, who is going to win the Sunday Night Football opener, week one of the NFL season, as my New York Football Giants will host the Dallas Cowboys. that leak coming this morning. I guess it's not really a leak, right, if Adam Schefter puts it out. So it's like they're going to call it a leak. But we have the first Sunday Night Football game of the NFL season. Full NFL schedule to be unveiled on Thursday night. The Sunday Night Football opener. Cowboys at Giants. And I have a very strong opinion on who will win that game, and I will share it with you a little later in the show. Our bets for tonight will close the show as per usual in the final hour in the Power Hour. Cavs Thunder Moneyline Parlay, anyone in the NBA? We'll discuss to close the show. The phone number, 310-840-4910. Shout out to everyone on YouTube, youtube.com/@thecostos. And you can hit me up on all social platforms at thecostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. But we officially begin the magnificent Sports Monday edition of You Better You Bet by busting out the brooms on Broad Street. The New York Knicks destroy, dismantle, decimate the Philadelphia 76ers. 144-114 yesterday to complete a dominant four-game sweep over Joel Embiid and company. In the process, my New York Knicks become the first team since the Showtime Lakers in 86-87 to drop 140 or more points twice in the same NBA playoffs. The Knicks, 11 first-quarter three-pointers yesterday. This game was over basically before it started, and I'll say this, and we'll do everything as it regards the game. We'll spin it forward. The biggest accomplishment, the best achievement the Knicks had yesterday was ending this game basically before it started, so everyone on Mother's Day can actually enjoy themselves. I gotta tell you, on Saturday I'm with my wife, and I look to see what time the game is on Sunday. 3:30. 3:30 Eastern on Mother's Day, right in the middle of all your plans. And you know what the Knicks said? The Knicks said, you know what, everybody? We're going to make this a no-sweat game. So whether you're a Sixers fan, you're in Philly, you want to spend time with your mom, your whatever it is, right? You're a Knicks fan, you're just a basketball fan. The Knicks said, you know what? We're going to make this really easy. You can have the game on in the background. I'm at dinner. I've got the game watching it on my phone. But I got to tell you, it's done almost immediately. So yeah. 11 first-quarter threes, most in NBA playoff history. 25 three-pointers in the game, tying an NBA playoff record. Yeah, all that's impressive. Most impressive thing for the Knicks, allowing all of us to go about our Mother's Day by not making it a three-hour sweat factory on Sunday in this game number four. The New York Knicks, through two playoff rounds, are winning games by an average of 19.4 points. 19.4 points. That is the most in NBA playoff history through two rounds of the postseason. So think about that, right? Let's even go, we'll begin in the 80s, right? The Larry Bird Celtics, the aforementioned Showtime Lakers, Jordan's Bulls, the Shaq Kobe Lakers, the Tim Duncan Spurs, any LeBron team, any of the great Warriors teams, none of them dominant like the Knicks have been through two rounds. And I know, we could even go back to the Lakers team, right, that beat the Sixers in the NBA Finals and lost one game in that postseason. Yes, the Knicks lost 2 1-point games to the Atlanta Hawks in the first round, but in the wins, absolutely ridiculously dominant. And no, I am not trying to insinuate that this Knicks team is as good as those teams. They've won 8 games. You got to win 16 to win an NBA championship. They are far, far away from that happening. And I know that. But the facts are the facts. Through two rounds, this team has been nothing short of dominant. And I said it last week. And I get blowback. Everyone that does this for a living gets blowback about everything. People just love to argue about everything. It's like people get salty and in their feelings about stuff. There's no reason for it, because I'm right. I'm right about this. When I say that this Knicks team is the best Knicks team of my lifetime,
Oh, well, what about 94? They went to the finals. What about that? Or 93, they were up 2-0 on the Bulls. What about that?
I don't know, man. Do you watch these games? Did you watch them in the 90s like I did? I've seen all of it. Basically, the entire Patrick Ewing era to present day. This is the best Knicks team. This is the best Knicks team. The team with the highest ceiling is this Knicks team. They are unbelievably good. Ridiculously good. And it's kind of jarring to watch. It's kind of jarring to watch. And I'm going to take it a step further from what I said last week when I said this is the best Knicks team of my lifetime. And I absolutely believe that's true. Now, I will, before I give you this take, I will acknowledge that the bar is very low. The bar here that I'm about to set for everybody is so low, I don't even think Gumby could go under it in a game of Limbo. Mr. Fantastic from Fantastic Four couldn't go under this bar in a game of Limbo. We're like 3 inches off the ground. That's how pathetic it's been in the last 15 years for New York sports. But still, I think the facts are the facts. And I guess it's not a fact because you can argue it one way or another. It's my opinion. I think I'm right about it. This New York Knicks team is the best New York sports team in the last 15 years. Period. Since my New York football Giants won Super Bowl 46 and beat the New England Patriots following the 2011 season, this is the best New York sports team in 15 years. And yes, that's not saying much. I understand. Trust me, I get it. I'm a diehard New York sports fan. I love New York sports. We collectively, and I will use we to describe New York sports, we have sucked for almost 2 decades. No championship, and I understand the Liberty won a championship. No championships for the men's teams since the Giants won in 2011. 3 finalists, the Rangers in 2014, getting waylaid by the LA Kings in 5 games. The Mets in 2015, losing to the Kansas City Royals. And the Yankees in 2024, with one of the most embarrassing World Series performances ever against the LA Dodgers. Now, I know the Knicks might not win the Eastern Conference Final. I get it. They might not. I think they will, but they might not. Even if they don't, I think this is the best New York sports team in the last 15 years. The dominance that they have shown, the level that they're playing at, how can you deny it? This is like the scene in Game of Thrones, right? Where we get the dusty finish at the end, to use a wrestling term, where it looks like Sansa and Littlefinger are gonna sentence Arya to death, and then at the end she goes, "What do you say to your crimes, Lord Baelish?" And then she asks him over and over again, "Do you deny it?" And he eventually goes, "I deny it." Gotta tell you, man. It sounds like every married person. Hey, like, are you wrong about this? No. No, I deny it. Even though the facts are right here. So I ask all of you, listening, watching, the New York Knicks, do you deny it? Do you deny it? Do you deny them? I'm not saying they're going to win it all. They could very easily. I mean, I don't. Water gun to my head. I think the Thunder will beat them. But I think they can win it, right? They could lose the Eastern Conference Final to either Cleveland or Detroit. Of course that could happen. But I will ask again. Do you deny it? Do you deny them? There is no excuse. No excuse. Because now, like, I'm going to give you some more. I gave you a lot of positive. I'll give you some more positive in a moment. Just a reality check here in the middle of this. There will be no excuse. 0.0% excuse for the Knicks not to go to the NBA Finals. I'm not going to say no excuse for them not to win at all, because I'm assuming they'll play the Thunder. and the Thunder will be favorites, and the Thunder should be favorites, and I think the Thunder are the best team. If they get there and they beat the Thunder, it will be the most unbelievable thing in my life as a sports fan outside of the Giants beating the undefeated Patriots in Super Bowl 42. No excuse, zero excuse for the Knicks to not beat the Cavs or the Pistons in the next round. Zero excuse. And you might be listening or watching, and maybe you're a Cavs fan, maybe you're a Pistons fan, maybe you just hate the Knicks. All acceptable. And honestly, like, you could be ambivalent towards the Knicks and have your opinion, and that's fine. My opinion is no excuse for them to not win the next round. None with the way they're playing. Their upside, they have shown it, that their upside is higher than any team in the NBA except for the Thunder and the Spurs. Those are the three teams with the highest upside. And the Knicks are the only one in the Eastern Conference that has that ceiling. No excuse not to get there. So, like, yes, it's been awesome. And yes, I'm in ecstasy. I'm delirious. I'm on cloud nine as a sports fan. But now we go, like, do your Bob Seger or your James Hetfield. There I go. Turn the page. Well, 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 well. I didn't need to do the guitar or the saxophone there. Turn the page. Have to win the next round. And if they don't, how can you say the season's anything but a failure? So I wanted to give that reality check, give you just a dose of what's to come here in this next series, in the midst of this love fest for the New York Knicks. I felt like that was appropriate. Now let's speak together as sports fans. And now this becomes less Nick Kostos, sports talk host, although this is just how I talk in general, right? In my everyday life. This becomes less, hey, I'm kind of like telling a story or giving an opinion. And now this is, I'm talking directly to you. As sports fans, forget about my job. Forget about your job. Forget about what we do in our free time when we're not watching sports or working. Let's speak as sports fans. Candidly. And I kind of experienced this after game three, when the Knicks went up 3-0 against the Sixers. And I've been talking about this for a little bit now, right on the show. It is a little jarring to watch the Knicks be this good. Now, jarring is not bad. It's amazing to watch them play like this. It's jarring because I can't believe what I'm watching. It's like the scene in The Matrix, right, where Joe Pantoliano's turning heel on Keanu Reeves and company, and he's eating the steak. He's like, man, like I know this isn't real, but ignorance is bliss. Except this is all real. It's all actually happening. How is it happening? How are they this good? How is the team that I root for this good? Think about what I said earlier, right? The bar for New York sports could not possibly be lower. And now, and I know the Yankees went to the World Series a couple years ago, and they just got destroyed by the Dodgers, right? This feels a little different to me. Also, like, they're the Yankees, and this is the Knicks. Now, my daughter turned 2 last week, so I can't really give you this opinion with extreme confidence or make this analogy with extreme confidence, but I would imagine that it's something like the Knicks, or something like you have a kid, right, and your hopes for the child are sky high, and you feel like this child has all the potential in the world. And for whatever the reason, the child screws up, right? He or she is lazy, doesn't apply him or herself, doesn't take care of him or herself physically, doesn't care about a career, just kind of keeps kicking the can down the road. And you just watch for years things not go well. And you keep hoping that they will, but they don't. And then one day, this kid decides, no more. starts going to the gym, applies to law school, graduates with full marks, starts dating the right person, starts living their life the right way, and you're like, wow, it's amazing. After all those years in the wilderness, after watching this team suck, just be soul-sucking, no fun, brutal, deflating, just the absolute worst for decades, now they look like a team that can actually win the championship. What an unbelievable turnaround. You almost can't believe what you're watching. And as sports fans, and it doesn't mean they're going to win the title again, but as sports fans, when you enter a period like this, it's incredible. It is nothing short of spectacular when you have that feeling when you're watching one of your favorite teams play and they're a juggernaut. This game was never close yesterday. When you're used to losing, and even when you win, it feels like you're scratching and clawing to win. And now, they're winning by an average of 20 points per game in the playoffs through two rounds. And you might say, well, look at the competition, Atlanta and Philadelphia. I mean, they're not winning by 1 point. They're annihilating these teams. Like, this is what you want teams to do in this spot. You want the great team to destroy the team that's not great. They're doing it. The Knicks lost in the wilderness. And now they're here. The prodigal son. Unbelievable. My last note, sports fan to sports fan now. For a lot of the sports fans out there, maybe your team, maybe you've never seen your favorite team win a championship. I've never seen the Knicks win one, although I've seen the Rangers win one in 94. I've seen the Yankees win a bunch. I've seen the Giants win a bunch. I've never seen the Knicks win. It is my sincere hope that you out there listening, that you out there watching, get to experience this. And again, I know that this could go sideways. They might not even win the next round. I understand that. But this feeling right now is pretty special. And I don't want to discount it. And I don't want to do the, well, they haven't done anything yet. Like, the feeling is the feeling. It's been absolutely amazing. On to the Eastern Conference Final for the second straight year. This is why you fire Tom Thibodeau. This is why you hire Mike Brown. I love it when a plan comes together. Amazing, amazing stuff by the Knicks, busting out the brooms, destroying the 76ers. New York beats Philly, and you know as a New Yorker, I absolutely love it. We are just getting started here on a Monday here. You better you bet on Westwood One Sports. On the other side, we'll get to the Philadelphia 76ers part of this equation and the comments that Joel Embiid made after the game that have everybody really pissed off, and I'm not sure that they should be. Then we will get into Victor Wembanyama and the most famous elbow since Macho Man Randy Savage. The draft lottery still to come as well. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here. You better you bet. Westwood One Sports with Nick Kostos, presented by BetMGM.
Thursday night, it's a Westwood One special presentation. NFL Schedule Release 26, hosted by Scott Graham and Mike Golic, with special guest NFL VP Mike North. What's your team's toughest stretch, and where are the wins? We'll tell you Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Westwood One Sports.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
Are you really that different than the rest of us?
We are. As a fiduciary, we always focus on what's best for our clients.
What services do you offer besides investing?
We have a team of specialists in financial planning, estate planning, and more.
Your clients rely on you for all that?
Yes. We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Okay, but you still sell commission-based products, right?
No, because we believe that's a conflict of interest. We prioritize service over sales goals.
So, then how do your fees work?
We have a simple and transparent fee that's a percentage of our clients' portfolios. So we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, we're more different than I thought.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
At Liberty Mutual, we love helping people with things like customizing car insurance, just like how we customize a song for you. Catered country tune. Liberty Mutual, saving you bucks by protecting your truck. Cause 30 told me to only pay for what I need. Thank you, Limu. I'll always trust a Limu with Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
I came into this year not knowing where I was going to be, you know, how long I was going to play. If I was even going to play based on how the knee was the last, you know, the last few years. And, you know, I came in just hoping for the best. And I feel like we're in a position where we figured out the knee.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
This segment on You Better You Bet, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at ProgressiveCommercial.com, ProgressiveCommercial.com. That the voice of Joel Embiid following the Sixers' humiliating Game 4 home loss to the New York Knicks, where, yet again, more Knicks fans than Sixers fans, and I will take a shot at Philadelphia sports fans here. Are there actually Sixers fans Or are they all just Knicks fans in denial? Well, here's some sound from Josh Hart coming up in a moment, post-game, after the Knicks beat the Sixers yesterday. So, Joel Embiid says what he said, right? The season's a success, and he feels like he figured out what's going on with his knee. And everyone is really mad at Joel Embiid for saying this. You got swept in the second round of the playoffs. How can you say it's a success? You didn't play games in the first round against the Celtics. You missed game two in this round against the Knicks. Another year without making the conference final for Joel Embiid, who, by the way, is still the only NBA MVP in the history of the NBA to not make a conference final. Joel Embiid. Everyone wants to kill Joel Embiid for what he said. How can the season be a success? I really feel like are we just conditioned as, forget about sports fans, as people to just hate everything? That you can't, like, I don't know if it's a lack of empathy. Empathy is maybe too strong a word here, but it's like the inability that we have to put ourselves in the shoes of somebody else, to understand how they might be feeling in the moment when they say something. Then it's not just like you sitting on your couch with your hand in your pants like Al Bundy, Cheeto dust on your fingers like a college freshman, saying, well, you know, well, they lost. How could he say it's a success? How about this? Like, he never plays. He knows he never plays. Everybody knows he never plays. And now he feels like they figured it out. And he probably feels like he can start playing now. And it remains to be seen if that's going to be the case. But if you were Joel Embiid, like, let's say it's you. You're Joel Embiid. And your body lets you down again and again, time after time. And you've now reached a point, right, wrong, or indifferent. I have no idea what's going on. Honestly, you'd bet against him staying healthy, unfortunately, right, given the past data. But you've reached a point now where you feel good about your health. What do you want him to say? Yeah, the season's a failure. Like, I feel great and I normally don't, but the season's a failure? Like, come on. Like, he knows that the season didn't go the way they wanted it to go. But if you can't put yourself in his shoes and understand his perspective there, like, what are we doing? Like, not just as sports fans, but as humans, if you can't understand that, what he's saying. Of course it's a success for him. And I'll tell you what, if it were you and you were him, you'd consider it a success also. Because, you know, it's really funny, right? In our lives, all of us are selfish. We all are, to varying degrees. Now, it's like, for me, I'm a husband and a dad. I was way more selfish in my younger years. But I can still be selfish now. We all are selfish. But when someone else is selfish, we have no problem saying, well, oh, how could you say that? When you would feel the same exact way. You would feel the same exact way as Joel Embiid if you were Joel Embiid. You can be pissed that they lost, and I'm sure he is, but also say, you know what? I actually, like, feel good about this now, about my health moving forward. Like, come on. Give it a rest, everybody. One thing I won't give a rest, that I won't let go. Everybody take a listen right now to what Josh Hart said about the Philadelphia sports fan following the Knicks basically taking over the Sixers arena yet again en route to the sweep.
Nah, man, because everybody was begging for that, for Philly to not sell their tickets and all that stuff. So, man, yeah, it's... I used to think Philly was a sports town. I don't know if it is anymore.
Well, I got to tell you. As a New York sports fan, like, that's like sexually arousing. Right? I mean, imagine you love a team and you destroy one of your rivals in a rival city, and one of the players on your team's like, yeah, they're not a great sports town. I mean, how does that not get you excited, right? Now, I do want to say this. You know, I go on WIP in Philly all the time with Spike and Ike and Jack Fritz and the guys. Philly sports fans are awesome. Like, they are. It is a great sports town. There's no question about it. But I don't know how you defend this. The idea that, like, well, it's like all these New York fans have money and, like, the Sixers fans sell their tickets. Do you understand? Like, and this is not a political comment. Like, what I'm about to say is not a political comment. It is a statement of fact. It's a fact. New York City elected a communist as its mayor. Democratic socialist. Like, whatever you want to call it. Fact. It's not me saying good or bad. Just like, this happened. The city elected a socialist. It's like, wow, this, like, everyone's got all this money. Really? Do you live here? Doesn't feel that way to me as someone that lives in New York City. Just saying. Philly sports fans will bounce back. Philly sports fans are awesome. I mean that sincerely. But I'm not going to lie and tell you that as a New York sports fan, I don't love what Josh Hart had to say. You better you bet on this Monday. Nick Costos and you on Westwood One Sports. Let's turn our attention to the Western Conference playoff game that we saw last night. As the Minnesota Timberwolves defeat the San Antonio Spurs 114-109, tying up that best of seven series at two games apiece, heading back to San Antonio. Now, we will get to all the Wemby stuff in a moment, but what I found interesting in this game, the Spurs almost wolved the Wolves. Like, their best player is not playing, and they still almost won. Like, that was an incredibly impressive performance by the young San Antonio Spurs. Castle, Harper, Fox was terrific, and it's making me eat my words from a couple weeks ago. That was a great effort from the Spurs before Anthony Edwards and Minnesota pulled away down the stretch to tie the series at two games apiece. Now, in case you've been living under a rock and you missed it, why did Victor Wembanyama not finish the game? Grant, take it away.
Bryant off on the three. Wembanyama engulfs the rebound.
Oh, that's an elbow. That's an elbow by Victor.
And we got a tie-in for McDaniels. Nas Reed was the guy who took the elbow.
After review, there is wind-up impact and follow-through above the neck of an opponent. It is unnecessary and excessive in contact by Wembanyama. It meets all the criteria and has been upgraded to a flagrant foul, penalty two. Wembanyama's been ejected.
What does that mean, he just said? I'm ejected.
Mike Tirico, Reggie Miller, Jamal Crawford and company on NBC and Peacock absolutely nailed this right. And great camera work there by NBC. Catching Wemby going to Harrison Barnes. What does that mean after it's announced it's a flagrant two? And if anyone hasn't seen it, go on social media and find the video. It will be easy to find of Wemby elbowing Naz Reid and the camera shot zooming in on Dylan Harper's face looking like, I mean, he looked like Steve Urkel in Family Matters. And I mean that as, like, he's doing, like, comedic acting is what I mean when I say that. Like, one of the funniest faces you'll ever see is Dylan Harper's, like, oh, my God, like, I can't believe that just happened. Did he really just do that? It is absolutely worth your time. 8:39 to go in the second quarter. The Wolves are up 36-34. Victor Wembanyama is in a tussle with several Minnesota Timberwolves, including Naz Reid. And yes, like, the Wolves are excessively physical with Wemby. Also, like, what do you want them to do? He's 8 feet tall, and you can't teach that. Of course they're going to be physical. How do you think teams are going to stop this guy over the course of the next 10 to 15 years? Just, like, let him just drive over them and dunk it over their heads? Of course they're going to be physical with him. So, like Naz has his arm around his arm, and he's wrapped up. And if I'm Wemby, like, I certainly understand Wemby being pissed off. I totally get it. And I get Mitch Johnson, Spurs coach, being annoyed with the fact that Wemby gets roughhoused in this way. I understand it, right? You get it from that perspective. Also, you can't elbow a guy in the throat. He literally elbowed Naz Reid in the throat. Naz Reid gets elbowed and goes down like Glass Joe in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, doing like a pirouetting before hitting the ground. All that's missing is the sound effects. Bin-a-nail, 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 bump. He got elbowed in the throat. This was like something like you'd see in a Jason Bourne movie or in like New Japan Pro Wrestling. This was Chris Jericho's AEW finisher, the Judas Effect. Spinning elbow to the face or the neck. We can all And I am among these people. I am in this camp of people. And this camp should be 100% of people, even if you're a fan of a Western Conference team that has to tango with Wemby for the next decade plus. You should all really like him. He's very likable. He's ridiculously smart. He says exceptionally interesting things at press conferences and in media availability. He seems, I don't know him personally, I don't know. He seems like he's a very nice guy, right? So all of that can be true. Also, you can't elbow somebody in the throat. So Spurs head, and like, take a listen here. This was Spurs head coach Mitch Johnson after the game last night, defending Victor Wembanyama.
Officiate him.
I just think that the amount of physicality that people play with him, at some level, you have to protect yourself. Every single play on every single part of the floor, people are trying to impose their physicality on him. I get it. We get it. And that's part of the game.
Yeah, okay. So it's like, you know, you get bullied in school, show up with a baseball bat and beat someone's brains in. Beat them into oblivion. Like, okay, like, we all understand what's happening here. How do you defend Wemby? You try and beat the piss out. Like, it's over for the rest of the league when Wemby figures it out. Like, really figures it out. But until then, this is how you do it. You get this, and I'll tell you what. This is what I say last week. The Wolves are a crazy person. The Wolves wolves. They do what they do. They got in Wemby's head. And what he did is indefensible. Is it kind of cool that he elbowed Naz Reid in the throat? It's a little cool, right? It's kind of cool. Also, you can't do it. And to defend, it's ridiculous. Like Mitch Johnson, because you know what? Because when it's all said and done, this could cost the Spurs an NBA championship. This could cost them. Because now we don't know if Wemby's going to be suspended or not for Game 5. I don't think he's going to be. He has no history of anything like this happening. My sense is that he won't be suspended. Like, you can make a strong argument that they paid the price, they lost a playoff game, and the series is now tied at 2. My guess is he does not get suspended. That's my guess. If he gets suspended, is anyone going to be shocked? Again, like, I'm just going to keep saying it. And I really like him. And again, seems like a nice guy. He elbowed Naz Reid in the throat. He elbowed him in the throat. This is going to be the most famous elbow since Macho Man Randy Savage. He elbowed Naz Reid in the throat. And people are defending it. No one's saying he needs to go to Guantanamo Bay for this. That's not what I'm saying at all. I don't think he's going to get suspended. If it were me, I wouldn't suspend him. I feel like he paid the price already. But what I'm saying is, if he gets suspended, can you really, really be that surprised? Can you really, really be that shocked? If he gets suspended. Unacceptable from Wemby. And to call it anything else is disingenuous. And now we wait. And now we wait. Because if he gets suspended for Game 5, who knows what's going to happen in this series? This is now something that elbow could impact who wins the NBA championship this season. Not an exaggeration. Not an exaggeration at all. Last note here. On the game. May we'll do a little bit. We have a couple guests joining us. We'll do some NBA later in the show. We got to talk Wolves for a second, right? So Anthony Edwards scores 16 of his 36 points in the fourth quarter. He looks like he's close to being all the way back. He said after the game, talking with the sideline reporter for NBC, that he still doesn't have his full, like, his hops. And he had a layup late in the game that he said would have been a dunk if he had been fully healthy. I believe him. I believe that that's true. But he looks like he's close to being fully back. Anthony Edwards says in his post-game comments that he didn't want to lose on Mother's Day. He wanted to honor his mom. Mom passed away in 2015. I was off on Friday, so I didn't get the opportunity to say something that I like to say around these times. And I'll be very quick here. I loved what Anthony Edwards said. And, you know, I'm lucky that my mom's still alive. My dad died in 2014, but like my mom is still alive. And I think it's always important around days like this. If you're lucky enough to still have that person in your life, to take at least a moment to think about people that don't, and how hard that can be, and to have empathy for those people. Because all you hear generally around days like this, positives. It's not a positive day for everybody. So if you're out there and yesterday, for whatever reason, is not a great day for you, I mean this, I don't mean to be saccharine. I'm thinking of you. That sucks. It sucks. And I feel great for Anthony Edwards that he was able to honor his mom the way that he did in last night's victory. Take a quick break. On the other side, the first Sunday night football game of the year has been announced. My Giants hosting the Cowboys in week number one. And I'm going to tell you today, on May 11th, who will win that game on a Sunday night in September, next on Westwood One Sports.
Thursday night, it's a Westwood One special presentation. NFL Schedule Release 26, hosted by Scott Graham and Mike Golic, with special guest NFL VP Mike North. What's your team's toughest stretch, and where are the wins? We'll tell you Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Westwood One Sports.
Success is picking up extra shifts for your family. Now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door. Now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone, and University of Maryland Global Campus can help you reach your goals. And there's never been a better time to get started on your future. No application fee if you apply by June 1st. As an accredited state university, UMGC has been transforming lives for over 75 years. With more than 135 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, online and hybrid courses, personalized support, financial resources, and lifetime career services, achieving your dreams is more possible than ever before. Choose the program that's right for your career goals and get started on your next success. No application fee if you apply by June 1st. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
BetMGM players will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. To use the Parlay Boost token, add a parlay wager made up of any sport wagers to your bet slip and activate the token. If you win the wager made with the token, I don't know what happens. It's cut off from the read. Good things will happen. Download the BetMGM app today and please gamble responsibly. So we have the opening Sunday night football game of the season announced. It will be my New York Football Giants hosting the Dallas Cowboys. And for everyone saying, don't the Cowboys and Giants open the season every year? Yes, you're right. It feels like this is like the 558th time the Cowboys and Giants have played in week one. And yes, I know there haven't been that many NFL seasons. For whatever it's worth, nothing, but I just think it's interesting. Dallas is 10-1 against the Giants in week one games. The only game the Giants beat them in is the first game in Jerry World where Eli Manning signed the goalpost after the game. Also, just fun fact about Cowboys and Giants in week one. Twice, the Cowboys have beaten the Giants on Sunday Night Football in week one, and both those times, the Giants have gone on, or in these instances, to win the Super Bowl. 1986 and 2007. Now, a couple years ago, Dallas came to the Meadowlands week one on Sunday Night Football and beat the Giants 40-0. Micah Parsons tweeted after the game, hashtag doomsday. And the Giants did not win the Super Bowl that season. We are starting to see betting lines come out for this game. And BetMGM will put theirs up, I'm guessing, momentarily here. It will be somewhere in the range. Dallas about a 1.5, 2-point road favorite at the Giants in week number one. So Dallas will be a small favorite in the game, favored by less than 3. Now, I am a huge New York Football Giants fan. And I always need to, I know a lot of you know that, but in case we have new listeners or viewers, just for context. Out of all the teams I root for, the Giants are my favorite team. So, like, I love the Knicks, like, I love the Yankees, the Giants are my favorite team. I do think the Giants are on the up and up. I'm really optimistic and excited for John Harbaugh and this era. I love what they did in the draft. You know I love what they did in the draft with Arvel Reese and Francis Maui Noah and the Dexter Lawrence trade and Colton Hood and Malachi Fields. I love it. I love it. And I do think that there is a big-time upside potential that exists for the Giants. But I need to be realistic with everybody. The Cowboys are better than the Giants. Dallas has a legitimate opportunity this year to play on Championship Sunday for the first time since the mid-90s. Dallas has tremendous upside this season. And you know, because I said it the Friday after night one of the NFL draft, Caleb Downs, Malachi Lawrence. I think Dallas is winning the NFC East. I think the Cowboys are just better than the Giants. And I think the point spread of this game needs to be, like, if it's not going to be Cowboys -3, we need to be, like, a juiced 2.5 for Dallas. It gives me no pleasure to say it as a Giants fan. Do I want my team to win? Yes. But I have to keep it realistic. Keep it a buck, as the kids would say, with all of you. I think the Cowboys are going to beat the Giants and beat them fairly easily coming up week one, Sunday Night Football. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. Let's talk some NBA draft lottery coming up next. The most consequential draft lottery since LeBron in 2003.
This is Westwood One Sports.
The world is huge, like 197 million square miles huge, but it's also smaller than you think. With unlimited 2% cash back, the Cash Rewards Plus Visa card from Navy Federal brings our members closer to the game they love, rewarding fans of FIFA World Cup 26 every step of the way, thanks to Visa. From new jerseys and gear to game day tickets and nonstop cheer, with Visa and Navy Federal by your side, the world is at your fingertips. Terms apply for credit card rewards. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash for more information. Visa, worldwide partner of FIFA World Cup 26.
Whoa, Liberty Mutual customized this song for you. Whoa, like your car insurance, it's custom to, yeah. Liberty Mutual's got the coverage that could save you money. Thanks to Doug and Limu, well now you can go and take that cruise. Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
Wanted to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt,
Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.